The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective.
It's another day. It's another project. Ako po si Jeff at kayo po ay nakikinig sa The Balut Kiki Project. We are uniquely Pinoy and we are unapologetically queer.
Ako naman po si Best Nilang inyong imuterang pugar. Nakatatanggap lang ng text na may delivering ulam bukas na nagsasabing ang baklang nagmamalinis, malansa ang kaliskis.
Ay, my God.
Kaya kayo nakikinig. Kung first time yung nakikinig sa aming munting podcast, salamat naman, Bes. Tuloy. Buti nakahabol ka. Tamang-tama yung dating mo. May natira pang lumpiang Shanghai at konting menudo. Hindi pa nila nababalot ng mga charon yan.
Parang fiesta lang, Bes.
Ay, oo. Fiesta lagi dito sa Balut Kiki Project. Maraming pasabog. Maraming padala si Mayor. Pero kung dati ka namang suki, alam nyo naman ng podcast namin, feel at home lang lagi, Bes. Relax ka lang dyan. Diba? Sa mga nakapasok na, iwan lang yung mapinagkainan sa kusina. Huwag bitbitin, huwag hugasan. Sabi ng nanay ko, baka ipisin. Diba? At i-click lang ang like, follow, or subscribe button para makadalo uli kayo sa sunod na papiging. At hindi nyo mamimiss ang mga susunod pa naming handaan na padala ni Mayor. Salamat. Best, teka, may pahabol si Mayor.
Ano?
Actually, mga best, pwede din kayo magpakape kahit wala namang lamay. Okay?
Uy, huwag naman.
Punta lang kayo sa... Uy, pwede naman, di ba? Punta lang sila sa www.buymeacoffee.com/balutkiki.
Oh, yan yung kape gusto natin.
Nila, yes, kung gusto nila magpakape or magpa-milk tea na usong-uso ngayon. At salamat mga besties sa patuloy na nagpapakape sa amin. Ayaw pa banggit ng pangalan. Ooh. Mga pa-anonymous, pa-famous,
si Tinay.
Pero tawa ng tawa, tawa ng tawa sa biyahe, mukhang tanga, pero thank you, I'll be love you. O so ano ba pag-uusapan natin ngayon, Marites?
Ano ka ba, Bears? Ito yung finale, ito yung part 2 ng Addicted to Drag episode natin. Na yung part 1, kung hindi nyo pa napapakinggan, click lang kayo dun sa previous episode, yun yung part 1 para wala kayong ma-miss.
Ito pala yung ating ano epic and monumental project. Parang... Addicted to Drag part 2.
Yes.
Diba? Parang 10 commandments, Bears. Ang haba.
13.
Parang Gone with the Wind. Oo, oh my God. Parang buong episode ng Shake, Rattle and Roll.
Series.
Ang haba pala to. Series to, mga friends, mga best, mga Marites. And of course, hindi mawawala. Siyempre, ang main feature natin, kasama natin, palakpakan tayo. Miss Maria Cristina Miss Clea Torres. Mm-hmm. Tama dinig niyo, hindi Clea Torres. Sasagutin nila yung mga burning, mainit-init na questions at kung ano-ano pa. Mm-hmm. Diba, Best
dami
Jeff?
Ako, yes, marami akong tinanong.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Tulad ng mga nakapagtalik na ba sila na may suot na drag?
Mm-hmm.
And tungkol sa tucking or pagjijipit mm-hmm. at pagsyosyogo mm-hmm. ng Notrelias. And my favorite, syempre, how to deal with bashers. And eventually, paano alagaan yung mental health?
Mm-hmm.
At yung, syempre, advice nila na tamang-tama sa, hindi lang naman sa mga drag artists, kundi para rin sa pangkalahatan.
Mm-hmm.
Aray, diba? Pabulos ang episode na to. Mm-hmm. Syempre, monumental, epic. So, kailangan pasabog yung second. Part 2, kasi bitin yung part 1.
Mm-hmm. So, here's part 2 of our Addicted to Drag episode with Miss Clea Torres and Miss Maria Cristina. Dito lamang sa pagbabalik ng The Balut Kiki Project.
We are serving you unadulterated Balut Kiki in 5, 6, 7.
I have a really off-tangent question, all right?
Sure.
I'll ask both of you and we'll give each of you a time to answer
this question. Aliit na mata mo, Jeff, no? Sorry na ano lang ako. Ang ganun nga.
Is MC a virgin? Which means, have you ever had sex in drag?
Yeah. Clea's a virgin.
You've never had sex in drag, Clea. Would you?
No, I would. But, you know, kasi I have a boyfriend and I don't think he's asking for it. He fell in love with Brian. So for him, kasi sinasabi niya, when I'm in Clea mode, he really sees that's my fantasy. Eh. I play as a woman. So when I get into Clea, I will admit I get judged gendered as feminine. So even for him, he's like, you're a girl.
But hypothetically, hypothetically, if your partner was into it, would you?
If he asked, every time I get into drag, I'll be like doing all the shit. You know?
Would you be? Would Clea be virginal or dirty?
No, Clea will be warak. Absolutely wrecked.
Aren't you gonna be a mistress?
What? No. I think dominatrix, but yeah. All her holes will just have to be quite loose for a few hours.
I love it.
We'll have to rename her Clea Torn.
Clea Torn.
Yeah. Clea Torn or Clea Torres Wreck. Something like that.
All right, MC, you know the mic's coming over to you. You've been in drag for a long time. Was there ever a moment in O-Bar after the show where you were dragged into a dark corner of the bar and like you did?
Not in O-Bar. There were instances where like after the show and during this pandemic na, I was in like light drag lang kasi parang there were existing outfits there and then those boys that I've been with doesn't know I do drag. So I was pretending na, oh, what's this for? Oh, this is kit office. And what is this for? Oh, this is lace front. And then, yeah, and then we did it. And then parang right after we did that, parang I showed them, just look at this. I'm actually a drag queen. And then parang all the time they were asking me na, oh, come on, please go here and drag. Pero, yun.
Di ba mahirap?
You know, I will admit video that. Yes, I think it's nice. It's easier to be a non-virginal drag queen if you live somewhere like in a cold, temperate zone where it's...
Why so?
Fall. Kasi malamig, drag is not for heat. Uh-huh. Oh my God.
I never thought, oh my God.
The illusion. Hindi ka lang luto, lusaw. As in, lusaw. Melted. Oh,
ibang fantasy 'yon.
So
imagine you're having sex tapos nakakapawis na ang sex tapos you're in full drag. Oh my God.
That's something that people take for granted, no? Lilihis ako sa sex. Sa sex tangent natin na. That's something that people like me take for granted na you expect your drag queens to be like on point, you know, like fish.
Always expecting too much.
Tanginang init-init na pala doon, ilang pantyhose yan.
Hindi lang yan.
Sa ilalim ng wig, ang kati siguro noon.
Napakalaki ng wig. Tapos may bra ka, may corset ka, may hip pads, meron kang sapatos, meron kang damit, meron kang gloves, may nails, may makeup. Lahat yun has to stay pristine. Tapos ha-glue pa yung eyebrows mo.
Nasusugatan ba kayo? So, yung parang pag tinanggal mo yung tape, may sugat?
Ako nag-duct tape ng waist. Kapag ayoko mag-ano, pag ayoko mag-corset, duct tape ko siya para may
shape.
May shape lang ako. Kasi kapag nag-corset ako, ang corset din kasi nagbabulky siya sa damit. So ako, kailangan ko i-sacrifice yung corset. Nakadikit mismo yung... Have you watched, di ba, Die Beautiful ni Paolo Ballesteros?
Yes.
No, oh, yun yung pinapackage.
But I've seen...
That's a pageant way.
Beauty pageants. I do that.
Gay
beauty pageants.
Nagpa-pageant kami para talagang cinch yung waist namin, tapos maliit yung mga hips. Tapos pag tinanggal mo yon, nagkakaroon siya ng stretch marks.
Correct. Or kapag tinanggal mo, blister. Meron kang parang mark. May red mark ako right after. So it will, parang yung blood parang naipit doon.
Welt.
So yun. Yeah. So it's sort of, that's what you have to pay to look the way we do.
Yeah.
Grabe, no? Para and then have sex on top of that. Wow, exactly. MC.
Mahirap yung mukha.
This talent talaga.
Mahirap yung mukha pag naka-corset. As in, mahirap yung mukha.
Parang feeling ko, for people who are listening, if you're planning to have sex and drag, tip ko lang, mag-everyday woman ka na lang drag. Huwag ka muna mag-high drag. Oo.
Huwag ka muna mag-full fantasy unless you are getting paid. Really on the top.
Unless MC Block or Clea Torres level.
No,
practice
I mean, like,
call us.
I mean, if you're a professional call girl and you're being paid to come in full glam as a drag call girl, go do it. But you know, if it's just someone like you want to have sex with, just go for everyday girl, you know.
Huwag masyadong ambitious girl, di ba? Simplihan mo na lang.
In layman's term, huwag ambisyosa.
Simplihan mo na lang.
Know your limits, ganun.
Siyempre, magdidikit ka pa ng lace front, yung lace front, matutunaw yan sa pawis.
What does lace front mean? I always
lace
hear that.
Lace front is the net that is stitched in right in front of the wig. So may wig ka, then may net yan.
Na hindi yung dapat nakikita.
Like, hindi, kapag dinikit, it's visible in the naked eyes. It's visible, ah. Kaya pag sinimang drag race, parang merong ditong halimbawa ito, di ba yung patilya? Sa drag race, may makikita ka naka-extend ng ganon.
Siguro kami mga hindi masyado, kayo siguro yung have a critical eye na already.
Kapag drag race,
parang
wow,
ganda. Parang ganon.
For perfect. Us, very critical yon. Yung lace front, kailangan it's either malinis siya or kaya most sa mga drag queen, wala, it's either shaved or wala ito. Ayan, ako pinutil ko yun.
Correct.
Sinave ko to, di ba? Kasi andito yan. Pero nung kailangan ko mag-drag, kailangan ko siyang ishave kasi naaabot siya ng
Correct.
And those types of wigs are more expensive, I
super.
Can imagine.
Yes.
Because, mga 3,000 and above.
Right, kasi those lace are basically all hand-woven. All the individual hairs. So those cost more because of labor.
Jesus Jones.
Siyempre sa Uber kasi allowed kami uminom sa backstage. Allowed kami uminom sa backstage, allowed kami uminom sa audience. Area, allowed kami uminom, painumin on stage ng mga customers. So there is, I think, ito na yung mga fond memories ko. There is this one time na sobrang, parang dumating ako ng Sunday show na lasing kami ng Saturday. So ngenge pa ako ng bangenge pa ng Sunday show, nagre-rehearsal. And then nagiinuman na lahat. May times kasi ang over divas na kapag broken-hearted yung isang queen, magkailangan mag-inuman lahat. May ganyan. We have that sisterhood na parang, broken-hearted si ganito, broken-hearted si ganyan. Sasamahan natin siya. Kahit hindi ka naman. Hindi ako manginginom. So, I condemn talaga yung akong panginginom. Pero kasi, since sisterhood, sasabihin nila na walang pakikisama, yung mga ganyan, lalo na yung cut na salya.
Is she being sarcastic, Clea? Ano ba?
ganyan talaga. Hindi. Mga bully mothers kasi namin yan, sila cut na salya, sila Eken, sila Eva Patalya.
I think tinatanong yung, ito yung tinatanong na condemning alcohol.
Hindi
ka umiinom.
I really don't like drinking talaga.
Talaga. So talagang, such a good friend. Talagang, even if you hate it talaga. Sige, hiniwala ka ng putangin lang yan. Inom tayo.
Parang ganun.
It's the sacrifice of sisterhood.
Kasi mag-aambag ka. So sayang yung ambag ko. Hindi ko
iinom.
Kasi mandatory yun.
So ano nangyari?
Dahil hindi ako marunong uminom, first set, nagsushow kami as in sobrang lasing na lahat ng mga girls. Pagdating ng second set, hindi na nila ako magising. Meron pa ako isang solo number, nakahiga na ako sa hagdanan ng Uber. Hindi na nila ako nagigising. Tapos yung number ko, ang kailangan na pumunta, si Brigiding na kasi parang sinisipa na nila ako, binubuhusan na ako ng tubig. Yan, tulog lang.
Talaga, hindi ka talaga nagising?
Hindi talaga ako nagigising. Kasi wala na talaga. As in, kahit gumising ako, baka sasuka lang ako sa stage. So sabi ko na talaga sa kanila, magpapasok kayo na iba, di ba gusto nyo ako malasik? Nakahiga ako sa may hagdanan na stage, saka ganun lang talaga ako. Tapos ayun, because every time, yung pa sa yun, lagi ako nalalasing. Ako, sila Brigidig, sila Precious. Every Saturday, Sunday, lagi kami nalalasing. Tapos minsan nagigising ako sa Uber. Monday na, Tuesday na.
Oh no.
Ganun kami talaga.
May nangangaruling na.
mga hardcore drinks kasi ang mga binibigay doon. So yun ang pinaka-crazy ko na na experience.
At saka tip din yan sa mga nagnanasa sa'yo, ha? Kung gusto nilang hindi ka mag-protest at tulog ka, lasingin ka lang nila.
So yung mga
oh my God.
Yung mga listeners natin out there who likes me, invite me and then give me a couple of drinks, then you know what to do. You know the drill.
Yes. But I just want to say, everyone, if you're listening, before you do anything, please ask for consent, even though she's knocked out.
Yeah,
it's okay. Consent is okay.
This is solid good.
Consent
fun.
Is no consent is already given.
But basta for me, basta ako. Pero pag ibang tao, always ask for consent. But if it's me, it's okay. You do what you want.
This is your consent. So, ito na yan. Verb.
verbal.
So kahit knocked out yan, kahit anong gawin mo, kahit ganyan lang.
Go to town.
Dapat may video pa yan.
Oo.
It takes you an hour and a half to get into full drag. So,
yeah.
How do you go to the bathroom pag may show? Talagang you just keep holding it?
Ako, nasanay na akong ano. I mean, kasi that before, hindi naman ako 4 layers of stockings eh. Thin kasi yung ano ko, yung hindi ako mag-grow ng hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just put on 1 layer of stocking and then the nets. Kasi yeah, on stage, visibly yung net, nag-create na siya ng ano, ng illusion. Mm-hmm. Mga, ano yun, technique yun,
drag tip,
for
yeah,
drag tip yun. Na if yeah, you want, ang ginagamit kasi ng mga Hollywood celebrities, para ano, 1 layer of stocking, tapos ito yung mga dance nets, we call it dance nets,
mm-hmm,
na yeah, may color. So, visually on stage, para ka nang walang skin, para walang hair. So ako, for me, yeah, isang layer lang ako, and then, hindi ako pala hip pads, hindi ako fan ng so super shapes, hindi ako fan yeah, ng ganun. Fan ako ng ano, hindi ako fan ng super illusion.
Mm-hmm.
As in, dahil nga thin ako, dahil nga patwink ako, sanay yung body ko, sanay na ako maliit ako, sanay ako sa less proportion, and minimake sure ko na yung mga damit ko may duga. Yung mga damit ko, hindi ko na kailangan magsuot ng mga body hugging. Yung mga damit ko, meron na siyang built-in na shape or wala yeah, siyang silhouette. Mas madali yun eh, kasi it's much more comfortable for me. And I don't believe that drag should make you uncomfortable. I don't yeah, believe in that theory. For me, I believe that drag should make you comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not comfortable, and then how will you be in your
age? Mahirap, no? Mahirap
kung restricted ka. Oh, that's yeah, my perspective
yeah,
lang ah.
Yeah, that's MCs, yeah.
That's my perspective. Pero there are times naman na if there's a need for me to do the full fantasy, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ito yung sinasabi natin, tamad-tamaran drag.
Yeah.
Pero I can deliver. Parang you cannot follow the rules as long as you can deliver. Ngayon nga, mga drag queens ngayon, ano, nagsashave na lang ng legs na naglalagay ng oil. That's bad. Kasi any look naman is drag eh. Hindi na yung porket kailangan mo, wala kang hip pads, hindi ka drag. Bakit si Aquaria? Aquaria went through ng work the world na wala naman siyang stockings. Nag-baby oil lang siya sa legs. Wala siya stockings, hindi siya nag-hip pads. Nagko-corset lang siya. Even Violet Chachki. Si Violet Chachki, super cinch Violet yung waist. Yeah. Diba? Super cinch lang yung waist niya.
Violet.
Tapos real legs lang yung gamit nila. I mean, dahil nga ngayon is, ang thing na is the hyper-feminine na ang venture ng drag. So parang ngayon, ang drag nagiging medyo less is more pagdating doon sa mga ano nila, bodies nila. Or pero ako sa body ko, mga 1 layer of stockings lang. And yeah, although kahit ducks ako, proud ako na ducks ako, kaya magaling na kasi ako mag-tuck. And I'm just putting it out there.
Sis, we didn't ask for that.
Yeah, no, I was gonna. But since you went there,
I'm putting it out there kasi for all the listeners who wants a drug, a drug.
Oh, does that
propagate the myth na because a lot of gays or a lot of queer people talk, na karamihan sa mga drag queens ay ducks. Kaya nakikita nyo kayo na nagbibihis kayo, lahat ba ng drag queens ay ducks?
Oh, ako. No. I mean, sa Obar, tatlo kaming ducks. Meron kami actually yung grupo na ano, mga ducks. Duck sisterhood. Si Maxi ang pinaka-duck sa
Omar. Oh my God, name and shame.
Kasi ikaw?
Si Maxi kasi around ano yun, 7.
Oh my God,
seven,
so
si Maxi.
She's not tapos named Maxi next, for it, nothing.
Oo, tapos ako next, tapos si Bigiding. So kami na yung mga
duck ano yung inches, anong inches mo, girl?
Siya si Maxi, ikaw with wings.
Akin with wings.
Kasi
nagagalit sa akin sa mga ano, sa mga, depende kasi kung paano siya gagalitin ng mga ano. Ang mga kaya niya
marunong siya makisama.
Super, as in talagang guys, book me, call me, message. Parang walang-wala na talaga. Book me, message me, you will enjoy. Kasi yun, I can talk very well and nakikisama na siya. And may technique kasi talaga siya. May technique siya.
What's the technique?
And
pinapasok sa puwet.
Oo, pinapasok ko siya sa puwet. Parang ano, sa penetration.
Balls and all.
So
para,
penetration.
Paano pag nabahi ka?
Diba? Pero yun, kapag kasi nasanay na yung ano mo sa talking for ilang years, automatic na siya. Nagtatago na talaga.
It goes there. Correct.
Hindi mo na siya tinatak. Alam na niya, magtatago na siya ng kanya.
Oo, as in, pag masaiipit ko na ganun, alam niya na, okay, trabaho na
tapos
trabaho na si ma'am.
Tapos yung balls, mangyayari kapag, oh, mag-drag na.
Oo, na nagiging one na siya. From dalawa, magiging isa na lang siya.
But does it hurt? Real talk.
It does. Lalo na kapag sobrang tagal mo nakatak, tapos there are outfits na. Kasi gumagalaw ko on stage eh. Ako pag gumagalaw ko on stage, tapos may maling movement ka, tapos lumabas yung itlog, masakit yun.
Uy, may nakakita na kami niyan sa beauty contest dati. Naka-swimsuit siya, tapos sumayaw siya, tapos lumabas. Ang ganda-ganda pa naman niya, lumabas yung itlog niya.
Yeah.
It happens. Sakit. It happens Lucila talaga. Lalo. Kasi kapag nagkamali ka ng konting galaw, yun lang ang kailangan maingat sa talking. Kasi may isa talking, may specific ka lang na galaw na pwedeng gawin. So kapag bukaka ka ng bukaka tapos hindi ka nagtak ng maayos, lalabas talaga at lalabas siya.
Yes.
So paano pag, what if you become untucked in the middle of a show? How do you readjust?
Edi wala.
Edi wala.
Happy show. Happy show. Happy audience.
may pa extra.
May surprise.
Do you still have stage fright? Wala na, no? Hindi na kayo nagkaka-stage fright?
Wala. Yeah. Mas takot ako sa bashers.
How do you... How
takot
do you
ako yung makompromise yung mental health ko.
Good that you mentioned that. How do you handle, the negative, bashers? The negativity, the toxicity, the bashers? Kasi you can't please everybody.
Yeah. Actually, it's a joke if I'm gonna say na I don't read comments or I don't negate with bashers. I read all the comments.
You do.
As in, like lalo sa TikTok ko. Sa TikTok ako, kasi marami akong followers. Mm-hmm. Mas maraming bashers ako doon. Hindi naman. Mas maraming nagmamahal sa akin din. Pero I read all the comments, nagre-reply ako at sumasagot ako.
Ah.
I like it. Kasi I think it's my way of expressing my internal dilemma na parang I cannot just hold back what I'm feeling.
Ano yung sagot mo? Patola ako.
Okay. And then after kapag hindi ko siya napaproseso, I'm very, very grateful and thankful that I have Clea within me. Kasi meron akong personal therapist ko.
Ah.
Oo, talagang si Clea is talagang number one saver ko yan. Kasi we have been proponents of the importance of mental health. Mm-hmm. And ako, hindi ako nahihiya to reach out to Clea whenever I feel I cannot process things na pinagdadaanan ko sa aking mental health. I always reach out to Clea kasi may mga bagay, sobrang dami kong bagay na hindi naiintindihan at hindi nauunawaan na bakit ako dumadaan.
Mm-hmm.
And Clea is the ultimate person professionally.
Oh,
she knows how to handle situations like nilalo na ako na wala pa man ako sa limelight, na kung anumang limelight, wala pa man ako doon. Meron ako struggles na pinagdadaanan and Clea is all out. And to all the listeners out here, guys, it's very important to keep your mental health safe. Okay? Huwag kayo mahihiya to call and reach out friends. Or
find your own Clea.
Find your own Clea. Actually, meron eh. We offer sa Love Yourself. We have
Flourish by Love Yourself. It's basically a service that we offer for free for individuals to get
assistance.
Help. Even if it's usually it's because we do it as a Flourish Circle where we open up groups. It's called a Flourish Circle group where people can sign up and get free health services for 8 weeks.
And it's free, diba? It's free.
Yeah. And what it does is it provides individuals with a safe haven for them to talk about whatever they're dealing with at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And to learn new skills to really better handle and grow their own mental well-being.
And it's very important, lalo na if you're a drug artist. Kasi right now, in the middle where most drag queens are very ashamed to face na they are dealing with different stresses, different things with their mental health. Natatakot at nahihiya sila mag-reach out. Take it from us. It's okay to reach out.
Yes, and I think this is the thing. Drag, even though we say drag's not personal, drag is a personal art.
Exactly.
So, kapag madami nagbabash,
I think all art is personal, diba?
Yeah. So, kapag madami, when you see bashers or people who are negatively commenting on your personal art na pinagbuhusan mo ng puso mo at kaluluwa, masakit siya.
Of course, yeah.
At kapag, and if you don't have anyone to process that with, imagine the build-up of just resentment and hurt and self-doubt and inner criticism. You need to process that. So even though you talk to your bashers, you engage them in conversation, patola, kailangan pa rin pag-usapan mo with people you feel safe with to talk about how it felt and how you're dealing with that negative. But I also realized the bigger you are, the more bashers you will inevitably get. If you have bashers, that means you're doing something right.
Yun lang yung danger talaga nun. Talagang you have to be mentally prepared. Kaya you have,
correct, you have to
have someone.
And a lot of drag queens come from the queer community, hindi ba? So a lot of us are not open with our families. So the support that we get is not necessarily from our families, but the families that we have outside. So it's very important and also, to go to those people.
Right. Imagine, Joff, queer people get bullied. We were bullied growing up. So imagine having to deal with bullying as a kid and parang reliving that trauma when you see people talking shit about you as an artist.
So over something that you love doing.
Yeah, so it triggers very old wounds that might not be the easiest to process if you're doing it on your own. So ako, I'm also very happy that my sister reaches out to me and we get to talk because I will have to admit, I love her as an artist, I respect her, and I want to see her shine and soar. So whenever she reaches out, I know she's taking care of her health so that she can become the best artist she can for everyone, for us, you know?
And also, this is a message also for people who are outsiders of the, outside of the drag community. Na, if you have, di ba, our parents always taught us, na if you have nothing good to say, then maybe don't say anything at all because your words have power. Di ba? Madali kasi to hide behind the anonymity of the internet, to hide behind a pseudonym, di ba? Na hindi ka, a fake picture. And then, nakakagulat na alam mo yung people will tell John Lloyd that he's a bad father. Now, you haven't walked 3 minutes in this person's shoes. How can you freaking say that? You don't even know this person.
So ako, when you have the option for anything, always opt to be kind.
Always.
So even if you're going to be firm and tough love, be kind even if you're being you're giving criticism of something. Always choose humanity over just wanting to destroy someone.
Yeah. Amen. O, bago tayo maging Janina San Miguel, I have a question for you. May laban ba?
Bakit Janina San Miguel?
Pinaalala yan sa akin ni Clea dati nung first episode na guesting niya for the project. Nag-Janina San Miguel siya doon. May laban ba ang Pinoy drag queen natin? I mean, sa totoo lang ha, real talk. Kung sino man yung mananalo sa Drag Den o sa Drag Race Philippines, can that queen stand up to the likes of Bianca Del Rio, of Bob the Drag Queen, of Aquaria, of Violet Chachki? Real talk.
Someone has to drink. Have a drink first.
Let me lubricate. In the great words of Alexa, let me lubricate.
Breathe a bit.
Lagyan natin ng context. Yan, umiinom mo lang po siya.
Let the queen lubricate.
Go, Miss MC.
There's no better way to answer this, but yes. Mm-hmm. The world has been long waiting for Filipino queens to set foot on the international stage. Ang dami lang dumating dito ng mga Rue Girls, Drag Race Queens, who saw different performances, especially acts in O-Bar and in Nectar.
Talaga?
And ang lagi lang nila sinasabi from their great words were, Filipino queens are world class. It's from the great words of Detox, of Violet Chachki.
Adore Delano.
Plastic Tiara, Adore Delano. Alisa Edwards, Manila Luzon, sino pa ba pumunta? Sinong nag-host ng Money Exchange? They saw the girls, not just from over in Nectar, but across the Philippines. Siguro sa around the Philippines, na performances, nakita nila. And they said na, world-class ang mga Filipinos because primarily, Filipinos are hardworking. Not just passionate, but also hardworking. Ang Pilipino, kahit na walang budget dyan kahit hindi mo bigyan yan TF yan, basta may exposure na alam nilang makikilala sila ng lahat ng tao, ibibigay nila ang buong puso at kaluluwa nila. And yun yung katangian na meron tayo na wala sa ibang lahi. Mm-hmm. Ang mga Pilipino for the longest time have been thriving sa kahit na anong stage or platform na meron dyan. And nag-aantay lang tayo ng moment. Nag-aantay lang tayo ng stage natin. And ngayon na meron na tayong stage, believe me, ipapayag ang mga Pilipino na magpatalo. Ilang Miss Universe title lang meron tayo? 5. Limang Miss Universe. Apat. Apat pa lang ba? Hindi ba lima na?
Apat pa lang.
Kiniklaim na ni MC.
Ikaw yung pandema girl. Ikaw yung pandema girl.
Kiniklaim na niya.
Apat pa lang. Aside from the other titles.
There was Gloria Diaz, Margie Moran, Tia Wirtz, and Katrina Gray, and Maria Cristina Black.
Cristina Black. Oo nga pala. Lima na.
Is so that what MC stands for? Maria Cristina?
Yes, Maria Cristina. Actually, meron, I mean, just imagine, no, yung mga titles na meron tayo sa Miss Universe and other pageantry. And mm-hmm. kung gaano tayo nakikita ang threat sa pageant mm-hmm. world, ganun din tayo sa drag world. Meron mm-hmm. na tayong platform, meron na binigyan na nila tayo, international.
Correct.
Hindi papayag ang mga Pilipino na hindi magpakita ng pangalan.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Tama yun. And alam mo, anecdote lang, we brought an American friend who's from Arizona to OBAR. Well, after watching MC, Ricky Ding and the OBAR queens perform, he told us after, the queens back home have nothing on these OBAR queens. Nothing.
Ooh, like girl.
He said, these queens are at another level. Mm-hmm. And it made us so proud that, oh my God, this is the artistry of drag in the Philippines. Like someone who's a local supporter of drag in his local area in Arizona went to Manila and saw these queens and said, these queens, they just eradicated all the other queens back home in terms of talent.
And we've been very well represented. I mean, Manila Luzon, to mention one, di ba?
Right.
Although kahit hindi siya homegrown.
Vagina. Right.
Who's your favorite who's your favorite queen with Filipino blood, aside from Manila?
Ako, I love Jiggly Caliente.
Jiggly. I love Jiggly so much.
We had the opportunity rin kasi to interview her in our show. And yeah, we love and how just, Jiggly always incorporate a of her culture back home mm-hmm.
yeah, and
in everything and that she does there.
And I think there's something about Jiggly where she is now not just representing the drag community, she's representing the trans community.
Yeah.
And that she was part of Hose as an actress, and she still always references Filipino culture.
Yes.
She's so supportive of local drag. Mm-hmm. You know, she watches the lives of different drag queens here.
I see her commenting and liking your posts.
Yeah.
So, even
sa mga shades at reading, number one is si Jiggly Caliente, maldita
yung sa mga. Yes, like she's fantastic at being shady, but she also does support with so much
heart. She supports mm-hmm. super, 100%.
For me, I love Jiggly. And if you notice, RuPaul also loves Jiggly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's a reason
she has
for that.
A special heart, special place in her heart for Jiggly.
And siguro gift din nating mga Pilipino yun na, alam mo
lovable
yun, kahit
heart.
Na, lovable, yung natural charm natin. Meron tayong charm na talagang kahit maldita or what, charming ang mga Pilipino.
Fifi O'Hara.
Parang si
ano siya?
Yeah,
you can't call her lovable, but
no, but that season, memorable.
That season of Drag Race wouldn't have been that season of Drag Race without
her. She's a fighter.
Without her.
She's a fighter.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But even Angina, Vivian Tinay, all of them have been very
Rock
lovable
M.
queens.
Rock M.
Yeah, Rock M. Oh my God, yeah.
Sinong mga thirst traps for you? Who would you kai-kai with na popular drag queen?
Jay?
Sige nga, subukan ko. Pearl, Joey J, or Milk?
Joey J.
I like a Caucasian eh. I like Caucasian. Milk.
Milk.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all white, diba? Pearl. Joey J, and Milk.
Hindi, mas gusto ko si Milk kasi wild siya. Feeling ko wild siya.
But I think si Milk is the most, the least endowed of the three. Pearl, Joey J, and Milk. Have you seen a girl?
Yeah.
Stick with me, I'll hook you up. Pearl is very well
endowed. Pearl is very well endowed.
Joey J as well.
Si Pearl na lang. Sige, si Pearl na lang. Nagbago, si Pearl na lang. Actually, gusto ko mga black eh.
Sino memorable sa'yo?
Sino ba sa mga black?
Muna exchange.
Ay, hindi naman.
Si Bob the Drag Queen.
Hindi naman. May mga sino ba to?
What's her name? She was eliminated first. Kahana? Kahana something?
Kahana Montrese.
Kahana Montrese.
Yun, sexy si Kahana.
He's beautiful. He's beautiful as a guy. Yeah.
You know who I find really sexy? Si Cameron Michaels. Yeah.
Barbie.
He's cute.
Not for
he's
me.
He's cute. Cameron Michaels.
Muscle queen. Muscle.
Mm. He's muscle. But who else do I find cute?
Ikaw, MC, who do you... Ibibigay ko sa'yo. Parang ganyan. Sinong iuwi mo ngayon?
Real na. Ba't iuwi ko? Dapat to siya mag-uwi sa akin.
Pakakainin mo pa, no? pag inuwi
mo. Baka inip ko pa, di ba? Ako na lang iuwi niya. At least, kahit ilagay niya ako sa loob ng maleta.
Ito naman, kailangan meron kang iuwi o iuuwi ka ng isa. Kanino ka magpapauwi? You have to choose one. Hindi pwedeng wala. Pork chop, Silky, okay, or Mimi, I'm first.
Haba na iniisip ko, no? Kanino ka magpapauwi? Scary! I'm sorry.
Ikaw, Clea. Kanino, Porchop, Silky, or Mimi, I'm first?
Parang I'll choose Mimi, I'm first.
Okay, Mimi na lang. Okay. Hindi ako kapili. Sabi ni MC uh-oh. Pearl.
Pearl. Wala bang pearl? Wala ba rin bang pearl sa choices?
Gusto niya pearl necklace. Who's your favorite winner of Drag Race of all the seasons?
My favorite winner. I'll go MC.
Ako kasi Black Excellence kasi ako eh. So it's Shay Colay and Jade. Dalawa, Shay Colay, Jade, tatlo, Shay, Jada, and Simone.
What's your
Excellence talaga, ha?
Why are you drawn to the colored queens? Why are you drawn to them?
Growing up, I didn't have someone kasi na parang growing here in the Philippines, ang laging basis were the white queens or somehow yung mga very Western looking. Wala akong, lumaki ako ng drag na wala ako nakikita masyado na kabalat ko, and everyone is always telling me na maitim ako. So yun yung na-embed sa utak ko na maitim ako, negra ako. So every time nagagawa ako ng Lady Gaga, gagawa ako ng mga Mariah Carey, gagawa ako ng mga white queens. Even in Uber, discriminated ako. Lagi nila ako sinasabi na bawal ka gumawa na maputi because hindi ka maputi. Lahat ang gagawin mo negra or people of color, person of color. Yun ang laging, kumbaga, even sa O-Bar, laging ganun. Laging parang, hindi ako pwedeng, when we did the parody of Miss Universe, hindi ako pwedeng maging candidate. Lagi akong Steve Harvey. Parang may ganun yung prejudice. Okay, so hindi pala ako pwedeng because of my skin color, I'm also discriminated in my own circle, community, in my own club.
Pero ito, weird lang, MC, yung mga maganda ang track record sa Miss Universe, mga morena.
Yes, pero hindi nila binibigay sa akin kasi dalawa kami ni Bernie. Bernie Barrantes is also dark skin. Pero even Bernie Barrantes, hindi siya binibigay ng any moment. Sa O-Bar kasi, ang lag nilang may moment yung mga mapuputi. Hindi kami na-highlight. So,
think pagkatapos ng pandemic, that will change?
That will change. Ayan. The Black Excellence. The Morena Excellence will come through. Snap, snap, bitch.
It's not even,
hindi na ako papayag na another Steve Harvey ang gagawin ko. Sinasabihin ako mukha kong alien. Kahit kaya ko naman mag-slay ng mga talaga.
Own it,
mga,
diba?
People of color. Uh-oh. Because it's Clea.
My favorite drag queen winners, Bianca Del Rio, Violet Chachki, and Jada Essence Hall. I love the three of them. Medyo varied. Ako, I love Bianca because I think Bianca is the most successful drag race.
You know what I love about Bianca, if with your permission, Clea, no, is that it's hard to fake. You guys are performers, pero you can only fake it for a certain period of time. See, Bianca, even if may mga nagkukuha lang sa kanya na ano, she's always nice to the fans. When she's a bitch, she's a bitch on camera. Pero she's nice to the fans. Pag yung meet and greet niya, alam mo yun na, she's so engaging. That's what I love about her. Which is one of my favorite.
Right, she said that she has so much gratitude for people lining up for meet and greet to meet a clown like her. Because she thinks what she does is clownery. And she's like, I can't even imagine that people are paying to line up for me. Of course I'm gonna be nice to them. Of course I'm gonna get a picture with them. The gratitude that she has for the people who support her has actually paved the way for her success.
But I think the difference, Clea, is that everybody says that before fame. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be... And then when fame hits, they forget everything. And alam mo, kaya kayong dalawa, ha, MC and Clea.
You're tired, queens, bitch.
No, but
MC and Clea, baka mamaya, darating ang araw, hindi nyo nakakilala, ha? You come back to the Balut Kiki Project pag may corona na sa ulo nyo, ha? And this is not gonna be edited out. I don't care what your manager say. I don't care what your contract say. I'm coming for you.
Oh, she's coming for us, sister. We on the hot seat. I love doing a lot of I love doing a lot of interviews and seldom lang meet and greet and ganyan. I love interacting with people. Even nasa Uber ako, I love meeting people. I love interacting with everyone. Kasi siguro kahit hindi pa ako star, and I don't think na I will reach that kind of stardom.
You guys are stars. What are you talking about?
No, for me, I think I I can ever see that I will reach that level of stardom. I'm one of the few queens who have performed in different countries abroad. But I'm not putting it out there. Parang I instead, I always want to like play low or just be like anong ayoko na stardom talaga. Gusto kong low key, gusto ko ng low key.
Girl, you might not want stardom, but stardom is destined for some.
And if it might, I just hope it will not change me.
I keep thinking kasi Bianca became a star pretty when she was a bit older, so I think she had a more mature head on her shoulders and her feet were on the ground, so that when fame came she still took it as a human being, meaning she understood that this is all something I have to be grateful for because it is allowing her to live a good life and do what she loves and get paid for it.
Ako na yung magsasabi para safe kayong dalawa, just in case na kung ano yung NDA nyo. There was this one queen that I really really loved. She's Evie Oddly. Just because she was the oddball in the group and her drag was out there and her drag didn't fit into the box. And then ngayon lang, I don't know if it's true, but then may narinig ako na, alam mo yun, na she charges, I don't know if it's true, again, I don't know if it's true, but there's talk na she charges $5 per picture for people to take a picture with her. Where other queens, Bianca charges for her meets and greets, pero alam mo yun na parang she's still nice, parang ganun. So ganun lang, I was just disappointed with Evie because I rooted for her every time that there was like, dun sa ano yung ano nila Untucked, I was always on her corner and people like the way people ganged up on her just because she was different and she looked different, parang
correct.
Uh-oh. Parang I gravitated towards her and sana lang the rumors are wrong
and sana lang hindi siya mangyari sa atin. Ako, I think with the right people and the right sisterhood that is always there to remind me who I really am, feeling ko hindi naman kami aabot sa ganong ano, sa ganong stage kasi maganda pa rin na alam mo na you're grounded. Mm-hmm. And you are surrounded with people that always remind you to be grounded.
Correct. And then, if you hear stories of the biggest stars, like the really huge stars, are they like that? Like they'll say, no picture.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
Many times they're not. Many times they'll say, okay.
Especially in the Philippines.
Say, yeah, or they'll say, is it okay if we don't take a picture now? Because yung parang they'll be nice about it, you know?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, but they'll be nice about it. They're not going to be like assholes. Because I think the bigger star that you become, the more you have to understand that you're there because of the people supporting you.
Pero kami kasi, I mean, di ba, back in Obar, we, after shows, we go around. So,
you mingle with the audience.
So, sanay kami.
Parang gay bar, no? Na merong area-area. Ganun.
Oo. Parang sanay kami na after, no? May meet and greet talaga. Kasi that's how we can get tips, eh. Pero kahit naman yung tao, ako, ayun ko, nakaka-enjoy kapag may magpapapicture sa'yo. Ako, it's a gift to myself na parang, oh, gusto nila magpapicture ka to, wala silang tip.
But you know, like, I remember before, a few years back, when I would go to Obar, dumaan si Precious sa amin, and I saw her perform as Beyonce, and she blew my fucking mind. She was so good. As in, when she went to us, I took a picture. That's parang she's a celebrity, she's a star. So when she came up, I was like, oh my god, I want a picture with you. So you know, I get it, diba, MC. Parang, but you didn't go to our section, MC.
May mga times kasi na ano. It's the star factor within me. Oh, may mga times kasi na parang I'm too tired. I'm too tired of the show. Tapos hindi ako bumababa. Hindi talaga ako nagmimingle. Talaga, so minsan may mga hinahanap ako ng audience. Ang ginagawa ko is either doon lang ako lalabas. Pero pag sobrang drain ako sa show, hindi ako, parang I feel ugly. May three times kasi na mababa yung self-esteem ko na para wala akong tulog ng ilang araw, puro ko inom, puro ko ganyan.
It's hard work, yeah.
Oo, na I look ugly. Kasi ano yun eh, harap-harapan na yun, wala ng filter. Unlike ng camera, maa-angulo ko yung face ko.
For the stage, yeah.
Oo, parang hindi ako presentable, hindi ako bumababa. I don't go down kapag alam ko hindi ako yung full fantasy na gusto makita ng mga tao.
Oo.
Nalusot.
Don't you feel na, or if ever lang na you would appear on the show, na maybe it's very produced? Alam mo yon? Well, a lot of people are given the villain edit na kasi ako I didn't like the last season. This is me. This is not you talking. I didn't like the last season na parang it dragged on for so long na parang ano na ba? And then everybody was like, I didn't like Candy Muse, but I was happy that she was there in that season because otherwise it would be kumbaya from here to eternity. Yung ano na yun, everybody was friends with each other. Friends, ganun. So, yeah. Paano if you, for instance, hypothetically, you get on the show and then you get a bad edit?
Roses.
I think a lot of the reality of it is the edits are also what you give to the producers.
Yeah.
You cannot blame it entirely on the edit. You provided the material. The edit wove, the editors wove. Parang it's like you provide the fabric, they created the garment.
The dress.
Yes. They cannot create the narrative if you didn't.
Out of
kung di mo sinabi talaga. Ang problema, sinabi mo talaga right. Eh.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And then of course you're gonna say it was out of context, but you still said it. No, I think the only thing is not just be careful. Come as you are, be what you are, own up to who you are, and maybe just choose to be as, maybe not diplomatic, but maybe have a heart when you're doing it. Because I realized there are stories like Bianca, that even though she was a major bitch throughout her season, she was genuinely caring and helpful to the people around her.
She lent Adore Delano the cinture.
Yeah. So
at the height of the contest, di ba?
Right. And she would listen to Trinity K. Bonet. There would be like a sense of her asking Trinity like to hold on or to keep fighting. So even though she was a bitch and they edited her to be a bitch because that was what she was giving, she still brought her heart to the show. And that's what made people fall in love with her. That's the reality of it. Bring your authentic self, but also bring your humanity and know that the vulnerable parts of you where you care about yourself and others is what makes people fall in love with you as a person. Mm-hmm. So even though they edit you to be a bitch, but there's a side of you that's full of heart, that's a winning thing. You're good for TV, but you're also good for the audience.
Mm-hmm. And having said that, Clea, also is that what's beautiful about you using Bianca Del Rio as an example is that we get to find out now, years and years after the show, that it was not fake. She was not putting on a front.
Yeah.
It was who she was.
Yeah. And she's still best friends, good friends with Adore and Courtney, the pop three.
And she can read them and still be... Yeah. I don't know, right?
She's still good friends with Trinity K. Bonet, even though she said, give me one thing that you're good at. Quickly. You know, that whole famous confrontation. Right.
Because she was just telling the truth.
Or even if Laganja is such a big star now, there was a scene where Bianca was confronting Laganja. She said, if I was really coming for you, I'll be cutting up your wings.
Yeah.
And that's like a bitchy thing to say, but Bianca said it with like, you know, she was so frank and honest about it that you can't really fault her entirely. I think right now, kasi masyadong edited, people come to the show wanting to have a persona, but then you have the audience who will not, hindi nila kakagatin yun kasi feeling nila hindi totoo.
Don't they also like purposely put, alam mo yun, hinahalo nila yung iba-ibang personality. Ito, sasabihin nila siguro na, ito si Clea, she speaks her mind, we're gonna put her in for drama. Di ba?
For sure, pre-casted yan or they're meant to have this lineup of
the role, right?
Past who, yung alam mo yun, yung magbibigay sa kanila na flavor sa entire season.
Ng drama.
Ng drama. So parang, I think, I guess, yung narrative, it will depend on the cast. Kaya nga may cast eh. Kasi sila yung magbibigay ng story, sila yung magbibigay ng narrative, ng storyline. Ang gagawin nila dito ni production is to make use of what the cast is able to produce. Parang yun na yung gagamitin nila yung paglalaro. Pero kasi parang I read some na parang may mga conditions na merong may possibility pala na pwedeng for a certain situation na ipapaulit. May mga i-redo yung scene. Tapos may mga purpose na, may mga statements na kailangan for the purpose of dramatization. You have to say it. Parang may nakita akong may article na ganon, na possibility na ganon. So yun din na siya nagiging hindi real. But again, totoo nga yun. First, you signed up for that. You signed up for a reality TV. For a reality show, you didn't sign up for Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. You signed up for a reality show and you know for a fact that reality shows are made up, mm-hmm. di ba?
Pero to a certain
extent, they're not reality.
Oh, pero if you know how to play the game or how you can play their game, I think that's an advantage, because knowing how to play the game and not just knowing the game itself is an advantage for you as a player of the game. Mm-hmm. So you really have to put on all your strategies out there. So, kailangan talagang parang it's like kailangan mong sumabak sa gera ng kumpleto at aral mo ang laban. Hindi ka dapat sasabak sa gera nang hindi mo aral ang gera. Hindi ka lalaban doon at isasubject mo ang sarili mo para magera ng mga tao. Kailangan alam mo. I think lang ha, basically kung ako man 'yon, aaralin ko lahat ng angulo. Kumbaga that's the player in me. I have to, number one, be authentic, but also I have to know the game. What game will I enter?
Imagine you play the game and you know what role the game wants you to play. But you flip the switch with your authenticity.
Yes.
Then you become even better for TV.
Exactly.
And they will keep you on because, oh my God, this girl is growing. There's development, even though we put her there to be the monkey wrench, to make things drama, to give drama.
Steer the pot.
She's showing, steer the pot, but she's showing she cares for people. She's very charismatic. Yeah. She's very deep. She's good with the confessionals. Oh my God, we're keeping her. Diba, sis?
Yes. Authenticity and know the game, bitches.
Last question. Yes or no? MC Block, are you ready to play the game?
Bring it on.
Bitch.
Hey, Comey Square, are you ready to play the game?
Are you ready?
Hey, wait. What? This is a yes or no question lang, no?
Answer however you want to answer it.
I'll go yes, of course.
All right. Thank you very much for coming over to the project. Who wants to invite people on? Ang dami niyong mga pinagagawa. You guys are so busy. Invite our listeners to watch you. Marami kaming listeners sa Bulgaria at sa Bahrain, hindi namin nakalain.
Hello to Bulgaria and Bahrain.
50% of our listeners are international. We don't know why, don't ask us, but yeah.
Oh, love it.
Dollars, so, girls, hey, so you, invite.
Come on,
you have PayPal. You have PayPal.
I can invite you to our account, Charot.
you can catch more of our drag content, my personal drag contents, Spaces Manila. That's Spaces Space MNL on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Yes.
I have shows there every other Wednesdays. That's History, and that's for now. Kasi umalis ako sa ibang shows ko at nagpahinga muna ako. And very, very soon, yes, support me in any...
Endeavor.
Anywhere
you will see me.
Yeah.
As long as you see me, support me. Follow me also on all my social media accounts. It's on all social media platforms.
We already do.
She's on TikTok. She's on Facebook, Instagram. May Twitter ka ba, sis?
Wala. I have Alter.
Okay, so for people who recognize the dax and the well endowment,
at saka follow po. Hindi wala makita, hanapin niyo yung arms.
Yung tattoo, kapag yung arm po na nagbabahit. So for me, yeah, please follow Space MNL on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the content. Kasi again, like MC, I am on Herstory every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. And coming soon, we're going to be restarting Flourish Hour, which is our show that talks about mental health. Yeah. And then also, please follow me on Instagram at I am Clea Torres. It's where I'm posting content. And also, just follow Love Yourself.
Yes, please. Love Yourself.
Love Yourself Inc. on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and also Flourish by Love Yourself, and all the connected programs of Love Yourself, which aims to provide safe spaces for HIV awareness, treatment, and also community building. And we also address mental health now. So, and also for Transcend by Love Yourself, which provides free services for our trans siblings in the Philippines. So that's the invites and where you can find everything that we're doing.
Oh, diba? Ano tawag nito? Drag queens na may advocacies pa pang...
Not just that. Yeah. Actually, that us as queens, we have volunteered for vaccination programs that are free and being given to people here in the Philippines, especially considering how hard hit we are with the pandemic. So ako, I have volunteered many times to help in vaccination programs that in the full heat, in mga parang basketball court ng school na mainit na mainit. Tapos buong araw ako nandun and we're all helping people, hundreds and thousands of people to get vaccinated. Imagine drag queens who give back because,
yeah,
you know.
Deserve ba, Miss Clay, yung halo na binigay namin sa'yo?
Thank you.
Meron, may pa-halo.
Actually, I'm now I'm trying to shift my drag to saint drag, you know, saintly drag. Yung instead of being Clea Torres, it's Saint Clea. Charot.
Oh, you're now the reformed. So you're the Magdalene of drag.
I'm really the Magdalene. I'm the reformed prostitute. You know?
Ginawa ko siyang Our Lady of Outer Space kanina.
Stella Maris.
Oh, I love it.
Ladies, thank you very much for coming over to the Balut Kiki Project. Miss Clea, thank you for inviting Miss MC Block.
Of course.
And next
time, this is not the last time.
No, hindi ako papayag. Dahil sisiraan ko kayo, sasabihin ko talaga na lumaki na ang mga ulo nyo.
Ang ulo sa baba lang yung lumalaki.
Imagine Joffel start talking about, you know, I used to root for these two queens, and then after they got famous, they were like
those freaking bitches.
They're so hard to book. They're so hard to book.
You know how much they'll ask for? They'll ask like 500 pesos just to have a photo.
And now they're telling me to pick a number and fall in line. How dare they?
Yeah. Yeah, I made them.
OMG.
I was like, you started the Balut Kiki Project. I claim name,
how dare you? Nobody knew you in Bahrain and Bulgaria.
In Bulgaria, bitch.
But now you were trending in Bulgaria and Bahrain, bitch.
And now, how dare you do a meet and greet in Bahrain and Bulgaria? Ingrata.
I want one of them.
You have just been served. This has been the Balut Kiki Project. Uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete.
MC Balot.
Black, diba? MC Black.
MC Balot.
MC Black. MC Balot. Tapos ako, Clea Kiki.
MC Blot.
MC Blot. MC Blot.
MC Blot.
Oh my God.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.